Hi, everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back
to the show.
That was really in sync today.
I got loose shoulders. Some days it just takes over a little bit more than others, it would appear. How are you?
Good. I'm so good. How are you?
Do you know what? It is bright and early.
Do you know? I feel like, can you guys sense the energy? Normally we're like, yeah, good. Because we record.
Yeah, at like 3 p.m., 4 p.m. It is 9 a.m.
Fresh.
I left to pick up Maddie at, I think it was 6:20 this morning. Mm-hmm. We just got here. It's 9 a.m. Do those calculations. Yeah. Big morning. I feel like we've already had half a day.
But we feel good.
So much better.
I think we're morning people.
We are. I used to hate morning people because I wasn't a morning person.
Right.
I remember actually, this is such a tangent. Hello, everyone. I was listening back to a few of our old episodes, which I know I have said on record I would rather be waterboarded than do. Mm-hmm. Waterboard me, baby. I have gone back and listened to them purely because randomly in the night I'll wake up and have anxiety over something I might have said when I was like 21. So I'll just like go backtrack and check. Point being, one of the episodes you were talking about how you were wanting to wake up earlier and you were getting up at like...
So when I was reading 5 a.m. Club.
Yeah, this was when you were in your like key like Tony Robbins like, energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was in my like stay up till 3 a.m. on TikTok and like... Kill
it. Let's just keep it real.
No, that's not real. I didn't actually, but it was pretty dark. I wasn't as happy as I am now. Point being, I was trying to set a goal to wake up at 7:30. That was my goal. And I just think it's so funny because this morning my alarm went off at 4:30. And I'm like, what?
4:30? Okay, that's very extreme.
Okay, hot boy goes to the gym at 4:30.
4:30 is a lot.
But I just want to say the point of this whole story is first and foremost, don't add us for things we say when we're 21 because clearly
That's an important one.
That's the most important one. Mm. We have changed. Things have changed. Second of all, if you're not a morning person, you can change. Mm. And, you know.
You heard it here first.
Heard it here first. I used to be like, okay, I'm trying to get up at 7:30. Like, I'm going to set my alarm. And I'd be like, I did it. And, like, you used to go to Pilates. And, like, in the episode, I was saying, like, oh, like, I'd always sleep in and, like, miss Pilates and you'd go to the gym.
My God, that's
Do you remember
right.
this?
Yes.
And you'd be like, Caitlin, come on, wake up. And I'd be like, Maddie, no, I'm tired.
I would be waiting for you to get out of your room and there'd just be no sound. And I'd be like, I guess she's not coming.
And then you just go by yourself and I'd be in bed on my phone. Like,
stop. I do remember that.
Yeah. So, point being, a lot of growth. But you can change. And now we're, you've always kind of been more on the morning side, but I have fully transformed. Like, don't talk to me after 3 p.m.
You are a morning
But
person.
Like 4 a.m., mm-hmm. let's fucking go, baby.
I think it's also an Australian thing. True. Because I watch a lot of American, even UK girlies, European girlies, and they'll be like, yeah, it's so early. You know, I woke up at 8. I'm like, what?
Do you know, I think it is, and I think it's a cultural thing because in Australia,
everyone's up.
We have beaches. Mm-hmm. We have beaches. I mean, lots of people have beaches, but in the cities, like I know in London, for example, when I'm in London, I don't necessarily feel like I'm in my normal energy. No. I'm not a morning person when I'm over there because it's like darker, just a bit more like city vibe.
Yes.
Whereas here, sun's up.
Even in Sydney, like in the city, it's still.
Yeah. It's just different.
It's just different.
I think it's like the lifestyle here. And everyone, also our like hospitality venues aren't open as late.
Oh my God. I remember when I was in New York, we'd try and go get a coffee at like 7. No.
No.
Nothing's open.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Well, it's like here as well. Like if dinner, like you kind of have to leave the restaurant by like 10.
Yeah.
And that's late. Mm-hmm. Most restaurants, it's like. Kitchen's closed, like you got to go
Noosa,
like 9.
Noosa's like kitchen shut at 9. Like if you're trying to make a booking after like 8:30, no.
Yeah, it's such a different vibe. So I think that's what it is. I think we just seize the morning because not a lot's going on in the evening, which works.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I could go back to being a night owl. I love sleeping.
Honestly, I would. I mean, I guess it depends. Like people actually do have a different built-in body clock, right?
Oh, it's like a circadian rhythm.
Yeah, it's like actually people do work better, but.
Google it yourself.
And do your own research. Okay. Do your own research.
Yeah, no, wild. I don't know. Maybe we could have a reflare being like night city girls.
Like, no, I'm a morning girl.
Yeah.
Driver. No.
I'm like, people can change, but I'm choosing not to.
Even if I want to sleep in, I can't.
Yeah.
Like if it's a Sunday, I'm like, okay, I'm going to try and sleep in. No, my body is like, I wake up at 6.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is.
It is what it is. So.
Back to the actual point of this whole episode.
Such a tangent.
There's been quite a few new additions to the GC family since we started.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Great to have you all here. Oh, it's so weird looking at the camera. Okay, anywho. Yeah, so there's been a heap of new family members since we last did a bit of a Q&A. Like, obviously, we do Ask GC, where we answer all your long-form dilemmas and questions. But as for just, like, a bit of a personal Q&A, I haven't done one of those in a while.
Let's do it.
And we get a few of the same questions being repeated, and that's kind of what, you know.
We're ready to address some things, some very important topics. Not really.
We're going to put all the rumors to bed. I'm just totally joking. We're not that relevant, but you guys do want to know some stuff, so we'll answer your questions.
Take us away.
There's no like theme to these. These are just, we're just answering your questions.
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect.
Do you know what? I'm going to start with something like kind of like a big question.
Well, okay.
Because do you know what's so boring?
Listening.
When you listen to a podcast, and we've probably done this, so apologies. And they leave all the good stuff till the end.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck what your favorite nail color is.
No.
Tell me about your divorce.
I want to know the tea. So. I want to know who's cheating on who. Come on.
Who do you hate?
Come on.
Okay, great. Let's kick things off. Do you both see yourself marrying your boyfriends?
Yes.
That almost just felt like an engagement announcement.
Yeah. No, I do. And I think it's so interesting to think about now because obviously, as y'all know, John and I have not had a very linear, I'm going to say unstable relationship for the start, as you guys have been there through the whole thing. But now it's finally very stable and we're in such a good place. And yeah, I do. I know. What the?
Starts about
I'm crying.
If you're wondering why I'm making this such a big deal as well, not only just obviously you're on John's journey, I feel like you individually, regardless of John, I feel like it's just been a little bit of a barrier for you.
It has been.
Yeah.
I've always been very independent, girly.
She's in a masculine. Forever. Some would say.
I am very much. I don't know. I just never even thought about it. But yeah, no, it's changed. I don't know who I am. Is this 25? I don't know.
Well, we actually, I remember having a conversation one time. This was separate to our partners. So don't like go mincing my words here. And we were just saying how it's like, is it the concept of marriage that people have blocks with, or is it the person that you're with that makes you change your mind on certain things? Because I know for me personally, I mean, to answer the question, I'm a yes as well.
Yeah.
That's what we proceeded.
Caitlin's like deflecting.
Yeah, I'm like, no, but for me personally, I wasn't like a big marriage girly, like never had the Pinterest board. Mm. Couldn't really envision it. I come from like a few divorces, a long line of divorces. So I just was like, I don't know if I really necessarily believed in marriage. So it was always like a concept for me that I didn't agree with. And then, and at the most, I thought maybe I'd elope. I was like, maybe I'll have like an international elopement kind of thing. And now since being with Tom, my whole perspective has changed and I do want to get married and that is something I want. So I think
the right person.
Yeah. It could just be a person thing sometimes. Or it could be a concept thing. Each, I don't know. Short answer.
Yeah. We're getting engaged.
We need to get engaged at the same time.
We should just sync up everything. We need to tell the boys engaged similar times and then plan pregnancies.
Speaking of engagement, okay, we're going to start spiraling on all these questions. Are we ever going to move on to the next? But don't you wish you could just plan your own engagement?
Well, I mean, I pretty much will. I feel like.
Actually, so true. I think you will.
I've like told John, I'm like, this is what needs to happen.
On this date, at this time.
In this location. This
it needs
is
to
what
be shot on this camera.
It's going to happen, okay? I think yours will be a bit of a surprise.
This is going to sound so psychotic. And if Tom hears
it's a
this.
Safe space.
Do you know what? Luckily, he, as we address it, he never listens.
How will he know unless you guys send it to him, which don't do that.
Don't fucking do that. Don't ruin this for me. But there's a date in my mind that I'm like, that would be the absolute perfect time for him to do it. It's not because of any other reason apart from like timeline. I'm like, this works.
Yeah.
And I just want to be like, do it then.
Yeah.
But then I can't go say that, can I? I could. Well, I could say that, but then the other part of me, because I'm
you
so
want
contradicting,
it to be a
I'd be pissed off because then I knew about it.
Yeah, see, I get that. You want the element of surprise, but then you also want it to be I think you
I
actually
want him to
do
read
just,
my mind.
You just have to give, like,
let them.
It's going to be beautiful regardless.
Yeah,
it'll be amazing. Nah. When it happens, you'll be like, oh my God.
So true. So true. But yeah. Like,
I'm going to be in the bushes.
I like
read
my
camera.
Oh, I hope you are in the bushes. See, that's the thing. I'm like, so I could plan this so well, but it's not my job.
Yeah.
It's not my job. It's not my circus, not my hobby. But like, if you want any help, just let me know. Like, I can barely plan the whole thing.
Like, Tom, like, hit me up.
Imagine if they're like, they hear this and they're like, I'm not fucking marrying this.
Don't you think they're getting engaged? Lol.
I think she has a date in mind, this bitch.
That's crazy.
Absolutely.
Wow, these are so juicy today.
That's what I want to hear.
What cosmetic procedures have we done?
BBL.
Caitlin?
Oh, I actually have Botox in my forehead right now.
Did you get it done recently?
No, it's kind of wearing off. I think I'm nearly due for a top up. Mm-hmm. I get Botox up here. And I get Botox. I used to get Botox. I've stopped. Oh my God. I haven't even updated the GC family. I used to get Botox in my masseters and I actually put it on an in list. Hence why I need to
bring this back up.
Loved it. It has drooped my face. Do you see here?
No.
Probably not as noticeable to people. Like obviously
I see you like every day. So I'm like, I don't know.
It's like under here. It didn't used to droop and it started to droop. And then I looked into it.
Is that common?
It's because the muscle, when you freeze that muscle, it can droop your face because it's not working anymore. Right. So anywho, I haven't spoken to a doctor about this. I'm just let
it go back though.
Well, I've let it go back. Mm-hmm. I still have masseter pain again. So I know that it's worn off, but I was like, kind of scared me a little bit because I'm like, that's alarming. So yeah, kind of like just my forehead, but I've had lip filler before. I've had lip flip before. I've had like chin filler. I've done a lot, but it's all pretty much worn out because I'm too lazy / stingy to maintain it. But like when I get juiced, I'm like, I'm God's gift.
Juice me up.
Yeah.
Juice me up.
And then I just like let it kind of run out and be natural for a few months. And then I'm like, I've got money again, so I'll just go. Because it's so expensive.
It is expensive.
People need to talk
it's
about how
so
much
expensive.
You go in for like a little tweak, something that doesn't even look that different. Like our boyfriends probably wouldn't even know we had something done. $1,000.
Well, so I've had my nose done. Not like a rhino, a non-surgical rhino. Mm-hmm. That's $900.
It's
$900 a pop, people.
Yes, and you have to still keep doing it every like 3, 4, 5, 6 months, whatever
six
it is.
Months.
Six
yeah.
months? Mm. Cray cray.
Mm-hmm. Still cheaper than full.
Yeah. It's less invasive as well.
Yeah.
I just think, I don't know. We haven't had any plastic surgery though. Like we haven't done.
Except for the BBLs.
Except for our BBLs when we disappeared to Turkey. Jokes. There's new listeners. They might be like, wait.
Wait, have they actually?
Wait, do they actually get BBLs?
Can you not tell, babe?
No, I actually have the flattest ass you guys have probably ever seen. That's why you don't see it.
You don't, sweetie.
No, that wasn't like a thing. I'm just not trying to post an ass shot of my like of my pancake ass. Like I got better assets to work with. I just keep it forward. My tits. No, it's my beautiful face.
I show off when I've got my huge tits.
I'm better from the front. Maybe not. Actually, maybe I don't know. Side.
Well, I have also had Botox as well in my forehead. So yeah, I've done Botox in my forehead. I got it done quite recently.
Yours
actually.
Fantastic.
I got it done before I went to Bali. It's unreal. Love it. Just be really careful where you go with anything like this as well. We should mention that.
Wait, can you share that story you had?
Oh my God, yes. So that was so funny. I wish we could insert. Maybe we should insert a photo.
I can. Send it to me.
I'll send Caitlin a photo. So I got my lips done. This was a while ago. I got a little bit of filler put in and I went to a place that I didn't really do a lot of research on. And I went and got it done. Didn't it, like my face?
It was like drooping.
One side of my face drooped and I was just like, there's selfies of me like crying, like mascara running down my face because my face started to sag. It was like this whole thing.
Didn't you also have your hair got botched in the same week?
Something.
Like there was a really rough week.
So much happened and I was like having a mental breakdown. And yeah, we'll insert the photo. But
what about the time you nearly died from your nose? The nose.
Oh my
lock?
God! Okay.
Wait, we're really.
I've had some really shitty. Well, this is all when I first started. This was like years and years ago. When I first started like doing things, and it was like this was my first time I ever got my nose filler done. And if you guys aren't familiar with getting like a non-surgical rhino, it is quite dangerous. So, like only some places do it because you have to be qualified to do this because if it goes in the wrong spot you can be permanently blind. Okay, it's serious.
It's not funny,
but it's not funny at all. So anyways, I went to this place and they were it's the place I still go to now to get it done. They were great, but they were very cautious, as they should be. But so I have very, what's it called when you've got like low blood, I don't know if I'm going to butcher this, but like low.
Are you hypoglycemic?
Hypoglycemic, and I faint really easily, and I've got low blood pressure. So when they do it, they check to see if like the something's like refilling with blood. I don't know. This is like
this is a lab coat discussion.
This is a lab coat discussion. Anyways, basically it wasn't. They were really concerned and I had to wait there and they're like, we're going to have to dissolve it. And they were all freaking out. Everyone was like rushing around thinking I was going to go blind. And I was like sitting there like freaking out.
I remember you were scared too because you were scared of needles.
I hated needles.
First time and you had to get it redone or something.
It was just like this whole traumatic experience. But
thinking you're going to go blind from your first yeah. ever like filler appointment. Yeah.
Literally the first time I'd ever got filler, that was the first thing I did. And it was like all these nurses were freaking out. But yeah, I'm not blind, so that's good.
A win is a win.
Proceed with caution and
don't feel pressured to
do anything.
Like I said, like I've let right now, I've just got a bit of in my forehead. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes it's nice to like let it run out and then just juice back up again. I like the thrill of being like rock bottom.
And I because you feel like, so
extra
much
hot. I've also seen a lot of people talking about filler and how it's people who get a lot of filler later in life, you're actually looking a lot older than you are than like easing into it. So I think like for us, we're trying to take it slow. Space out the appointments. Yeah. It's more of like a Botox light
or if something's like a huge insecurity of yours.
Yeah, like just fixing little things, but I don't want to like reconstruct my whole face.
I love when people embrace their natural beauty. Like obviously make enhancements and tweaks, but
just like little things.
Yeah, I just feel like everyone's like natural should embrace their natural beauty.
Like Pam Anderson, she's so natural. Yeah. I'm sure she had a few things done here and there over her time, but now she's just got a natural, beautiful, aged face. Mm-hmm. I would prefer that when I get older over like I've had a lot of facelift action going on.
I think it can be a little bit addictive as well when you start.
Blonde dysmorphia or a tan dysmorphia.
Yeah, I think it can be. So just be aware of those things. And just take it slow.
Make sure you're doing it because you want to do it, not because you feel like you need to.
Yes.
You also don't want to look like a filter.
No.
Or, I mean, if you do, you do.
If you do, you do. But
We don't all need to conform to the same look because then you just look like everyone else.
Yes.
Embrace your own look, as Maddie said.
I love that.
These are so juicy.
They're so juicy. I'm scared. Feels like we're doing Say It or Shot It again.
Oh my God, we are.
When you throw up.
I forgot about that. I threw up. If you
the tofu, it was the tofu.
Yeah, which is bizarre. If you're new here, go back and listen to, I think it was Spill Your Guts or Feel Your Guts.
Yeah.
Literally threw up mid-episode. so knock yourself out with that one. Do you ever get backlash from talking about people on the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, yes.
Immediately, yes. I mean, yes, there's been some cases, but for the most part, no.
Well, I feel like we're very kind.
We're probably nicer, like, than we should be for some things.
Well, we're also just, like, conscious, like, our opinions change on things, situations change. Mm-hmm. This becomes, like, a what do you call it? Like, once you say it on here, it's pretty much, like, around forever.
Yes.
So it's, like, that in mind. Change, yeah. That in mind as well. It's, like, you don't want to come on here and start, like, talking about certain situations and be like, well, then get back with them or like whatever, you know, as we have done in the past.
Yeah, we've definitely had some moments, but I think for the most part, like we don't really talk about
I've had heat from like my ex-boyfriend, which I totally get. I'd be pissed off if people were talking about things that I'd done wrong. Mm-hmm. If I'd done something wrong and someone had a podcast and they're talking about it, I'd be pissed off. But I'd also be would be like, too. Oh, well, I did it.
But the thing is, that's the thing. It's like, when people ask us this, like, do people get mad at you or backlash? It's like, if people do bad things, then we talk about it. For instance, like, you've had ex-boyfriends, I've had, like, friends. Don't do the bad thing in the first place. Yeah. And then we won't talk about it. Moral of the story is, yes, we do get backlash for talking about some things. We just block it out, though.
Block it out. And if you don't want us to talk about it,
don't do
stuff to us. But also know we will be respectful. We won't share your name. And if you can't handle the guilt inflicted, when you hear that,
then don't do bad things.
Back. Stop doing it.
Stop doing shitty things to people. Do you and your boyfriends fight?
Kind of, sometimes.
Yeah. I think everyone fights.
I think we all sing.
I can sing.
I think you have to learn how to have healthy conflict.
That's what I was going to say. I think the level of fight.
Yeah.
Fights. I don't know if fights is the right word.
No.
Disagreements, maybe? Yes.
Yeah.
I think when I think of fights, it's like screaming. I think that's like a different level.
Yeah. Or like texting, like, you, like, hey, you don't come home.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
No, but definitely still disagreements. I think that's like a healthy part of a relationship is having communication. If someone's upset about something, you're able to talk about it calmly.
It's also a nice place to be at when you get to the point where you do start having really healthy conflict. Like, it's
and
nice.
You know, it's so nice when you do have this conflict, but you know it's not going to end up in a breakup.
I love that. This is actually the number one thing I said to Tom from the start. I was like, because I have never had healthy conflict in my whole life, right? Mm-hmm. Very new concept for me. So I said to him, I was like, all I need, I was like, I don't care if we fight or argue. I was like, but we have to promise no one leaves the house. Like, yeah. No matter what, no one leaves until, like, we can go cool down in other rooms mm-hmm. or whatever. But, like, having that, like, sense of security, knowing they're not going to abandon
yeah.
like, whether that's a breakup mm-hmm. or, like, leave the vicinity is just, like, such a comforting feeling. Mm-hmm. I think that's important.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you can just get so, like, heated and, like, mm-hmm. this, and this, and it just creates that, like, emotional yeah. Instability. Instability? I don't know. Next question. So, yeah.
So, yes.
Mainly over, like... Tom not choosing what he wants for dinner. And then we try and order. It's like, takes like 6 hours. He's like, maybe I'll have the burger.
Indecisiveness.
I'm like, ugh.
Mine's taking photos.
See, it looks stupid.
I'm like, please take one more. He's like, no.
No, no. I might choose lots of dinner. And then when I get in trouble, it's because I haven't taken the bin out in like 5 days.
Yeah, this is so stupid.
It's like unhygienic.
So dumb.
Stupid thing. Do you regret any past episodes?
None really come to the top of my head.
One immediately comes to my mind. Instantly.
I think I know what it's going to be.
Yeah. Are you feeling it?
The ex-boyfriend. Okay. That's privated, right?
It's well and truly privated. So if you're long-time listener, the third episode of Girl Code.
Was it the third episode? Oh, my God.
Our third episode. Ballsy.
That was super ballsy on our behalf.
We must have been a bit shy, like wanted, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. some extra mm-hmm. help or something. I don't know what the fuck was going on there. Clearly I was not in a... Not in a mentally clear state. That's all I'll say on that. But yeah, we invited your current still boyfriend. Oh my God, let me paint the scenes. It's so embarrassing. So the boys were sitting on this lounge together and Maddie and I were here and you guys sent in questions mm-hmm. and we would get boys' opinions on it. And it would be questions about us or just like general dating things. Let me tell you, the feedback from that episode was, Caitlin, break the fuck up with your boyfriend. Do you
really?
Remember people?
What did he do?
Actually, no, it wasn't immediately after. It was when I broke up with him.
They were like, I got
so many
tell.
Messages being like, from that episode, I could tell, like, you guys just like, he wasn't the one for you. Yeah, no one liked him.
We should listen
me
back
neither.
To it.
No, I've like completely erased
it. Oh, it's deleted.
Like, traumatic. I can't.
Oh, remember. Damn. I would have wanted to listen to that.
I think so. I'll look into
just
it further.
Just for fun. We should listen to it.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I regret that episode, but it was deleted the day I broke up with him mm-hmm. immediately.
I don't think, have we done any others? Probably, I don't really regret episodes, but I feel like definitely some things we've said.
Oh,
well, at least I've said.
No, yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's like I said earlier, I think our opinions have changed on so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And because we started this podcast when we were like, what, 20 or 21
yeah.
or something like roughly around that age.
Yeah.
And now there's so many things that so I just... Things. Don't necessarily agree with. So if you went back and listened to like an episode,
you'd probably be like, you should regret this one.
Yeah, you should regret this one. And there's been obviously so many bad quality episodes.
Oh yeah,
obviously. Like,
oh, I regret the what is it,
the virtual recordings.
The virtual recordings, I do regret them.
Yeah,
they were tragic.
And some of our old guest episodes, oh yeah, we've had some.
Oh yeah, we've yeah. had some interesting ones.
Thanks for sticking around if you've been here for a while.
Yeah, thank you. Actually,
growing pains.
Seriously. Have you seen any rumors about yourself or other influences that you know aren't true?
Yeah.
Yes. All the time.
Every day or nah? Not about us every day, but I mean, like, I feel like I genuinely, like, see things.
I see things all the time. Yeah.
That's being perceived wrong.
I think that's, take it from people, like, we're in the industry. We know a few of these people personally that people talk about. There's so many things that aren't true.
Oh my God. Okay. One of my favorite pastimes.
Stop. What is it?
No, it involves you. One of my favorite pastimes is Googling Maddie.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It comes up.
So obsessed with you.
I just Google you all the time.
Just to see what's going on. And then we can, like, obviously.
What's been circulated?
Debrief with it. Nothing really that interesting.
Okay.
I've listened to a podcast before mm-hmm. and I'll put it on for like a little bit of a lull because I'll see Maddie in the title or Maddie in the description. I'm like, here we fucking go. Or I'll see like Luckily. Another girl I know in the industry and I'm like, it's so. Kind of like weird to be on the other side of the gossip when you know the truth because we do GC gossip mm-hmm. and like, I don't know, Ariana Grande or Pete Davidson mm-hmm. and their friends would listen to us and be like, you guys have rocks in your head. That's how I feel when I listen to other other podcasts that speak about influencer gossip, because especially with you, I obviously know pretty much every detail of your life. And I've heard some like such bold claims.
I have heard some seriously bold claims.
Like I listened to one time and they were saying, what were they saying? They were like, oh my God, no, that's right. This was kind of recent. I listened to one and they were saying that you got kicked. No. Oh my
I got God. Kicked out of home.
No, yes.
They implied that I was homeless.
Oh my God. And then they said that they found your parents' house on a rental website. Oh. And I looked up, the house is not your fucking house. And it was like so confident. They're like, that's Alexis as well that you can rent. I'm like, that is not her house.
I just think.
I'm so confused.
I loved the home. Are they homeless? Oh
my God. And like obviously we listen. How could you not? It'd be stupid to act like I didn't listen to an episode that has Maddie's name in it.
But it's just interesting. So if you ever see something about someone, sometimes it's true, sometimes it's
some things they've said are true. I'm like, things, oh, how do they know about that?
Some things they've said, I'm like, you're dead on with that one, doll.
Did you read our texts? Who's leaking you're the chat?
Spot on with that one. Other times it's like, this is their house. I'm like,
I actually remember when you got back with John and they were like, bet Caitlin's not happy about that.
Caitlin's like listening, like, you're right.
I was like, do you know what? Yeah, I was kind of confused.
You know what? I was pissed off. You're right.
I wasn't pissed off. Let me put that one to bed. But I was a bit like, what the fuck are you doing? You've been broken up for a year. So that was,
But there's definitely some things that there's rumors about people. So I feel like just take everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah. And we can't even, like, this isn't us complaining. I think the influencer or like celebrity gossip pages, like the Reddit threads, the snarks, I think that's awful. I do not agree with any
Reddit's
of that.
Reddit's a whole different level. That's like they like pick on people's like appearance. Like I've seen some of the stuff in there. It's tragic.
Yeah. Like, that to me is just like disgusting behavior and they hide behind a screen. The people that I'm speaking about who like have podcasts or like TikToks or whatever,
it's like
it might be
like celebrity like chat.
Yeah, or like the TikToks and it's like influencer updates. I love her with DM before because I'm like, girl, like thanks. She did a video about me one time.
I think there's a difference between like sharing like the updates and then just having negative opinions and like talking like bad about someone on a public space.
Yeah, but I also do. Like, even though sometimes, like, say these podcasts or TikToks, I'm like, that's not very nice. Like, or it does cause negativity. Like, we've both received negative effects from some of these people and what they've spoken about being untrue or whatever. So, obviously, there's a negative side, but they're also sometimes, they have to say with a grain of salt, we sit here and talk about celebrities and gossip. We post our life online. I understand. I can't, we can't sit here and be like, stop the podcast.
Stop. Like, stop picking on me.
And truly, we usually just laugh it off.
It's like, funny. It's so fine. I think, like, if you're, like, in the public space, you have to be able to, like, make fun of yourself. And you have to take it, like, you're going to have people saying things about you. You have to be able to be like, yep, you know what? I did mess up there. Yeah. Like, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But I think when they start saying, like, the Reddit pages, that's so bad.
I feel like now it's like, I feel like we're in a lot better place. Like, I just think it's like kind of funny and stuff.
It's funny.
But obviously, like I said, there have been times that it has negatively affected us. And there's been times where I've retaliated against.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when I like kind of like fought back one time?
We
like,
did retaliate.
Yeah, like I've like.
I think we were
retaliated.
A lot,
yeah, we were a lot younger.
We were a lot younger.
Well, it's, yeah, it's funny.
It's funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess we do see it.
We do see rumors, yeah.
You know when influencers are like, I don't read it. I'm like, oh, well, do you not? Because I feel like it's
if you see your name, you're reading it.
Who's Come not? On. Are we narcissists?
I don't go, I wouldn't search my name in like Reddit. That would be like, that would be, I think, really bad for mental health.
No, yours is fine. That's why I do it because I feel like I need to be the protector to know if something's being circulated, but not address it with you unless I felt like I needed to.
Yeah.
That's kind of like my mentality with it as I'm like, I want to know what's happening. So if I see anything, I can like let you know. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen anything bad. I just see your feet a lot and your knees. Like you're on a lot of like leg pages and like foot dangle pages. Look up Madison Willie feet on Reddit. Knock yourself out.
You're welcome.
Anyway, okay.
Send me links. Please. Thank you.
You got to move on. How did you meet your partners? Everyone wants to know about the
Everyone wants to know. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
I slid into John's DMs.
A modern love story.
Yes, very much so. I think I was really, I think we were
drunk.
We were drunk. Mm. I was having a bit of a night. I know the exact night we're thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
and then it just snowballed from there, really.
Bit of liquid courage.
Yes, bit of liquid courage.
But look where
to send the DM.
Look where it ended up.
Yeah. And then I met him in Brisbane, actually, the first time we were out. He met my brother the first time I met him. So random. Then he came to Sydney and that was it.
The rest is long journey of history.
Yours is so much, like, you've got such a better story. Yours is really cute.
Look, I'm not going to lie. Like, my story is, like, so slay.
Your story is so good. I think I need to start making something up.
Should make
I think I should. Like, we were, I don't know.
You're like, I slid into his DM.
We met at, like, this quiet library on a rainy Sunday.
He said,
bam.
Are you reading ACOTAR?
And I said, yes. And he said, I love Rise.
And I said, come fuck me right now in the woods.
And I said, let's go. And that's how we met. Thank you.
She just got lost in the face.
Okay, from now on, if anyone asks,
that's the story. Yeah, you got railed in a bookstore.
Yeah, I got, yeah, perfect.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, love that.
Well, if you don't know, I kind of told a little fib when I first started the pod. I just like lost my train of thought. When I first met Tom and I came back on the pod and we spoke about it, I didn't say it was in Byron. I think I've since corrected that.
Why did we hide that detail?
I hid a detail because I wanted to keep it private because I thought if I specified we met in Byron on this trip, people could go through and be like, it's this person.
I see.
Everyone was posting photos.
I see.
I just wanted to protect it because his hat boy is not, he doesn't like to be public.
No,
that sounds bad, but like he's not trying to get attention.
He's, what's it called? Private but not a secret.
Yes, he's private but not a secret. And this was a whole new terrain for him. But yeah, short of the story, we're in Byron Bay on a girls' trip. I was depresso espresso, which was funsies.
You're sad girl vibes.
I was so
That's
sad.
That's why we went, isn't it?
Yeah, we went. Sad. Yeah. I had a breakup and then we were originally going to go right after the breakup and then we like couldn't line it up. So we waited about like, I think it was like 3 or 4 months, give or take, don't know. And we went for like Nat. It was your birthday, Nat's birthday, and Isabel's birthday within like a week. So Nat was there and Nat had randomly met this guy. His name's Ben on a road trip like a year prior, right? Important to the story. There's a lot of
all
webs.
All the dots. No, what's it called? Orange.
Oh, the invisible string theory.
Just crazy to think about this.
Oh, wait, there's another string actually at the end of this. Okay, I'll try and wrap this up. So basically Nat met this random guy, Ben, on a road trip a year prior. We're in Byron with Nat. This guy, Ben, who was with Hatboy, messaged Nat and was like, bring your friends to this bar in Byron. And I was like, I'm not going. I don't want to go. I was in a shitty mood. And Maddie goes, let's go, bitch. Orders a round of tequila for the table. Suddenly we're on the move. We end up getting there, all good, instantly. I was like, fuck, he's so hot. Maddie was like,
You were just like so tired. Like you were like, I'm not really sure. And I was like, dude, he's your type to a T. Like
I was like, not in the
you
mood.
You get in there.
Yeah,
and
you came
you
up.
Flirt, bitch. You fucking flirt.
It was actually your pep talk that made me because I'm naturally, like, honestly, like a bit of an asexual, like introvert. Sorry.
Whoa.
Like, well, I think I can, my pendulum can swing.
No,
like
totally.
Sometimes I'm like so confident, so outgoing, so like want to go.
Yeah.
Other times don't touch me, don't speak to me, don't like, breathe near.
Just, yeah. No
in the
stay
middle.
Over there.
Yeah. Either side. So I was like definitely on that side that night. So I was like, I'm not going to flirt with him. And then you came over and you're like, he's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do you know what?
He's hot.
Yeah. Okay, let's have another drink.
I literally was like, go.
Yeah. And that's pretty much the story. That's how we met. Yeah. We were, spent like every other day in Byron together after that and pretty much every other day after that up until today.
Yeah.
But the point of the actual story as well, another point, that Ben guy who Nat had randomly met on that road trip, he had only just met that group of boys, like Tom, my now boyfriend's friends. He met them randomly like at a festival or something, right? So it was like just so many like fate things. And then back to the invisible string theory, Tom, he does like DJing as well as his other work. He was DJing at this festival that Maddie and I went to when we were 19. It's called Mountain Sounds.
Yeah.
We didn't know a single DJ. We didn't know nothing. We were just there to get drunk and party with our friends. We had decided to leave the rest of the group because they were all going to watch Amy Shark and we just felt like having a bit of a rave.
We were so drunk. We were like, we need to dance.
We're so loose, raving at this stage. We're holding the speaker right next to the DJ decks. Like
raving.
Fully raving.
Raving.
Couldn't tell you who was playing, right?
We didn't even know where we were.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on.
We don't know.
I later found out that was Tom's DJ set, which is crazy.
So he just looks down and sees these two girls like holding the DJ.
Like off our guts, just like vibing, like so drunk, like in my crochet set. Like
we were so drunk. That's crazy to think about.
But yeah, when I figured that out, I was like, wait, what the actual F? How crazy is that? So that was a really long-winded story. I'm really not doing this quickly. Maddie?
Yes?
Why are you taking so long to buy an apartment?
What? Like...
Why are you so poor?
I know. Like, I'm homeless. I don't have somewhere to live. Apparently, I'm broke. Like, oh, my God. No. So, I am just trying to find the right one. I don't really know what else to say.
I think maybe you're not living in, say, like, Sydney or, like, a big capital city,
yeah.
It is a lot easier to buy property. And, like, mm-hmm. where we grew up, like, mm-hmm. Sunshine Coast, you can just, like, buy a house.
Yeah.
It's not that easy. Obviously, you have to pay for it and shit.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a lot more available. You can do new builds, buy from the plan, like, new developments. In Sydney, everything's pretty, like, well-built. Like, there's some new buildings and stuff, but it's also, like, Sydney, so expensive and, like, really competitive. And,
that's
like,
what I was going to say. It's very competitive in Sydney. So, like, if most things sell before they even go to auction or even get put online.
Mm.
So it's definitely been a process. And then also just, like, the whole back end as well. Like, that's been a whole process.
Like a mortgage.
It's been, like, a whole... It's been a lot. It's not as easy as just getting a rental property. I could be in a rental next week if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Sydney housing crisis. Probably not.
Probably not. No.
But it's a process. But you'll be pleased to know I actually have an inspection today. Snaps. I'll be back. Okay. I am coming back. Everyone's freaking out that I'm
Everyone thinks you're like broke, homeless.
Homeless. I've got nowhere to live.
Yeah.
I'm not coming back.
All true.
All true.
Perfect.
Perfect. But you guys, the second I get an apartment, you will know all about it, okay?
Oh my God, we'll have to do like a tour.
We'll do a tour. I'm going to document the whole process. I think I'll film even like some of the inspections to bring you guys along.
That's fun.
Yeah, the journey.
You should give GC the exclusive.
Yes, you guys can see.
Don't give it to your YouTube audience.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Bring it over here. Sorry, wait, does everyone listen? It's like the same audience. Like, fuck those guys, so am sorry. I right?
So that's it for this week's episode.
As always, if you want a part two, feel free to send more questions.
We actually didn't even get through like half of those.
No.
And there's some really juicy ones in there. So if you guys want part two, let us know. We can definitely do that.
I'll try and shut the fuck up next time and not answer everything with like six paragraphs.
It's our first episode of the day, okay? We're still like, our brains are warming up.
I know. I feel like I start like taking so many tangents because mm-hmm. I'm like, I actually don't know where I'm going. And then I lose. And
you lose the train. And you're like, wait, what? Why was I even speaking about this? I'm so confused.
I didn't even know we had a podcast.
I don't even know what we're talking about right now. Where are we?
Okay, let's go.
Housekeeping before I let you guys go. If you would like to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, it's all at Girl Code the Podcast. It's linked in the show notes down below.
Sure is. And you can shop our merch as well. We're probably going to drop a new collection.
Soon.
And get rid of that.
Stay tuned.
So get it while you can.
Stay tuned. All right. Well, we'll see you next Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.